You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
The weather types are insisting that the winds will calm a little bit today, down only into the like 20s in terms of gusts, like 20, 25 miles per hour.
Oh, that's nothing.
A lot better than the 97 that I saw reported in some parts of Jefferson County yesterday.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I know a lot of places around town still have power out. Xcel was having issues yesterday because power was getting knocked out everywhere, so hopefully that gets restored fairly soon.
But yeah, I saw that as of last night, there was like tens of thousands. I wonder how many got it restored overnight.
I haven't seen the update yet, but
yeah,
it was a lot. We were running around yesterday, you know, like charging our phones and charging like little portable battery packs and stuff and making sure the flashlights had batteries in it and, you know, just in case, getting the coolers ready. We needed to throw some stuff in there from the fridge. And as I was leaving the station yesterday, I got a phone call from Nick Nack, and she's like, "You better hurry up and get home because we're nestled basically right at the base of the foothills, right at the, you know, right there, right before the mountains start going up." And our neighborhood and our house, I've talked about this before, is situated in a weird little vortex area where the wind whips around on the street and everything from everybody's houses ends up in our front yard for some reason. So we get hit pretty hard at our house. And she's like, "You better get home quick because there's stuff everywhere. And this canopy thing I have out back that was over my grills," she's like, "it's looking like it's going to go."
Became a sail.
It became a big, sail or a big umbrella, really. And sure enough, right before I got home, she called me and she's like, "It's bad." And it took that thing and like threw it up in the air and smashed it down. And it took one of my grills with it. And it's a big mamma jamma grill. It took two of us to pick it up and put it on the patio. And it just flipped that thing over and out into the yard like it was a toy and smashed that up pretty good. And then the other thing is on our back patio, you know, every fall I take all of our furniture off and, you know, cover it up and put what I can in the shed. So it's just like a slab of concrete. And we moved the basketball hoop out there, the portable basketball hoop. So it was, you know, parked there on the back patio, standing up in the air. And I see her on the camera as I'm driving home. She's trying to remove the, like, we keep, like, little, like, bricks on the back, you know, to keep it up. Mm-hmm. And she's pulling those off to lay it flat. And as she's pulling those off, the wind takes the basketball hoop and just, you know, spins it around and smashes it into the ground, too. And she's standing there going, "Oh, no." Mm-hmm. So I got some of it on film, which was kind of funny.
That's funny.
The dog goes running, you know.
I guess you're lucky that the wind didn't take it and slam it into one of your windows of the house.
That's exactly why she was out there taking it down. She's like, "I got to go lay this thing down so it doesn't smash a window." But my parents had some damage at their house, too. They had, I think it was two or three giant evergreens down and out. Man. They were older than me, so huge evergreens fell over. And on the way into work today, man, fences down, there were light poles down, street signs down, and it's nasty.
The power of Mother Nature is, it's awe-inspiring.
It's
at
crazy.
Times, it's dangerous. I live in an area where there's a bazillion trees, and if there are windstorms, they don't have to be as bad as what Denver saw yesterday, but they can be bad enough, and there's constantly news stories about trees falling into houses and killing people.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And we, you know, we tend to forget about that. And I've been looking at all the photos around the Denver metro area and trees that have fallen onto homes. There's a bunch of them, trees that have crushed cars.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, man, it's heartbreaking. Not just for the property, but for me, it's heartbreaking for the trees. Like, you're talking about trees at your parents' house that have been there for 50, 60, 70 years or whatever.
You're like, this is it. Oh!
And down they go, and that's
it's
part of the circle of life of nature too.
I get that,
but it's still kind of heartbreaking. It's like when there would be massive late spring snowstorms, and the trees had already started blooming and stuff like that, and the weight of the snow,
you can go out,
will break
outside
off all these branches.
You just hear it,
and for whatever reason, I don't like to think that I'm overly touchy feely, but when I would go for my walks, and I would see these trees with these giant limbs are just taken down, and it hurt my heart.
It's okay, little buddy. It's all
right. And, you know, I was just like, oh, man, that poor thing.
And then you hear the sound of chainsaws going to town.
Yeah,
it's a good. Right. Today's going to be a good day for those businesses. I will tell you that much right now. So.
Yeah, well, you know, we've talked on the show before about the number of businesses that profit by other people's misery. And sadly, this is one of them, because there's going to be the car repair places, the landscaping businesses, and the roofing
companies.
Are all going to be saying, well, give us a call.
Hit us up, girl.
Anyway, the winds will calm down a little bit today. Still a little bit gusty and breezy, but nothing like yesterday. And they say over the weekend, bouncing back and forth between the 40s and the 50s for highs.